Over the weekend, Senate Republican leader Bill Frist traveled to South Dakota, where he campaigned against the Senate Democratic leader. Now, it is unusual for Senate leaders to work directly toward each other's defeat, but Frist is doing just that to Democrat Tom Daschle, as NPR's David Wellner reports.
The chamber of the U.S. Senate has historically been a dignified, stately place. During a session there last week, senators spoke quietly in small groups during a roll call vote.
Mr. Daschle, aye.
Before voting, Minority Leader Daschle could be spotted chatting easily on the Senate floor with Majority Leader Frist. In the chamber, both adhere to the Senate's courtly, at times even quaint, customs while addressing one another.
I want to respond to the distinguished Majority Leader.
But on Saturday, election year politics trumped Senate niceties. Frist spent the day in South Dakota campaigning for John Thune, a Republican former congressman who's challenging Daschle for his seat in the Senate.
Control of the United States Senate rests on one vote. And that one vote, and the reason why I am here in South Dakota with you today, is because that one vote can determine whether or not you go in the vision of President George W. Bush, or do you go into another direction, a direction that I think is embodied most today by the word obstruction.
Senate historian Richard Baker says the Republican leader's decision to campaign against his Democratic counterpart breaks new political ground.
We've tracked it back a good 50 years, and actually could go back farther, and have not found anything that could be considered a direct precedent.
Frist's foray to South Dakota drew fire even before he went there. West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd, himself a former majority leader and an implacable guardian of Senate decorum, had this to say on the Senate floor.
It used to be unheard of for Senate leaders to seek an active role against each other in campaigns. That time has apparently gone. Has honor gone too? Who cares about honor when a Senate seat might be gained?
Minority Leader Daschle, for his part, responded coolly to Frist's move to campaign against him on his home turf.
We're going to try to find a way to work together. These are decisions that he has made, and I'll leave it at that.
Majority Leader Frist insists his campaigning against Daschle is being overblown. He says Washington is a town of policy, and he's willing to work in a bipartisan way for good policy.
I'm elected to be the leader of the Republican Party in the United States Senate, and it is a little bit disingenuous to say that as leader of the Republican Party in the United States Senate, in a closely divided Senate, and in close races, that you're not going to participate in some shape or form in those races.
Frist's unwillingness to abide by the old unwritten rule that leaders who must work together don't campaign against each other comes as no surprise to American Enterprise Institute congressional scholar Norm Ornstein.
Frist's notion about politics is, hey, it's hardball. We all play hardball. It's Australian rules football without the rules. And you do it, and if you win, that's great, and if you lose, then bygones are bygones, and we'll go on from there.
But Frist's South Dakota trip can also be seen as an attempt at remaining majority leader in what's now effectively a 51-49 Senate. Daschle may be Frist's fellow leader, but he also happens to be the only Democratic incumbent considered vulnerable this year, and his defeat could ensure continued Republican control. Still, even some Republican senators are wary about Frist's campaigning against Daschle. Mississippi's Trent Lott, who was the Republican leader before Frist, warns of adverse consequences for the Senate.
I don't want to condemn anybody, but I do worry that relationships among the leaders have got to be maintained, and you have to think about whatever action you take.
It's not clear how much Frist's trip to South Dakota will affect Daschle's re-election bid, but it has created a new precedent in a very traditional institution. David Wellner, NPR News.